The Road of Creation. Drawn by the noise, he walks straight towards a crossroads. There he can see a man standing hunched over rubble and stones that might, one day, have been a monument. But the look is not of a sad nature. No, it's the look of somebody who is pleased with his work. "What did you destroy here?" the journeyman asks, and at last the creature takes notice of the visitor. "I was breaking the boards of our reality. These old boards, who needs them anymore? Who uses them?" "It wasn't an easy task to accomplish, as they were my boards, and it used to be my own face. I've destroyed everything, but should I call it destruction? No. I will call it freedom. Tell me, do you build a house on the foundations of your ancestors?" "No. I want to create because what I have not created, I will call failure. I want to create because what I do not create, I will call arbitrary. Do you believe there is something unthinkable? Do you think there is something unachievable? How are your thoughts supposed to grasp the unthinkable? How are your own senses supposed to recognize the unachievable? Everything can be thought about. Everything can be achieved. So I will not fear it." It struck the journeyman like lightning. "Doesn't that mean that God can only exist if we are God? Even if it were an idea?" "Oh!" The creator breaks the silence. "I can see the sparkle in your eyes, and I know what you're thinking. If there is one thing in this world that can be proved, it has to be, much more than anything else, becoming. We became what we are, a line of becoming. Two points merged by a line. Call the line what you like. Our borders are the borders of the thinkable. Oh, the old boards, thought up by us as excuses for our convenience. Where does our path lead us if we don't see the creating as the goal? And how are we supposed to come closer to our goal when we are not willing to do it?" That is when he realized he needs to proceed because he also has a goal, even if he doesn't know where or what it is.